Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
KE8ZHL monitoring. KE8ZHL clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, 37 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. 36 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. 34 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to LePierre County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the LePierre County Amateur Radio Association, and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin. Call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
Yeah, this is mobile from
I got the, but there's a station in there, but you were really broken up, and I didn't capture your call sign. Try again here in just a couple of minutes, I think, if you're getting closer to the repeater. All right, any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Take your general check-ins now. Anyone wanting to join the net this evening, please call net control now. This is KDAYUK, Garrett, down in Matamora. KDHA, Dick in Columbiaville.
This is NALJN, Larry in Matamora.
All right, good evening, guys. We may have had a double. So we have on the list KDAYUK, KC8VHA, N8LJN. We did not hear your call sign. Please try again. All right, nothing heard. The mobile station, go ahead and try again, please. Again, mobile station, please call now.
This is KF8, Eric out of Holly. I'm just at I-75 now. Not sure if I'm going to reach here or not, but just wanted to drop in and say hi.
All right, yeah, Eric, we got you on the list now. So if you're mobile, go ahead and make your transmission now. KF8BOT, KB8TAR.
This is KF8BOT. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. I was hoping to make a phone business for the net started, but went and bought a butternut 80-40 meter vertical that I'm going to put up sometime in the next couple weeks, so kind of looking forward to that, and I'm really looking forward to the field day coming up, but that's really all I've got. I'm just listening for the rest of the time. This is KF8BOT, and back to Matt.
Well, very good, Eric, on the antenna. I know that'll play well for you. Those verticals really get out in terms of DX. It's kind of amazing. All right, let's see, Garrett, you're next. Stand by Dick, KDAYUK, KBATAR.
Well, good evening, Kevin on the net. This is Garrett down here in Metamora. Really glad to be able to make, actually be making the net. I was able to carve out some time over the past couple of weeks and actually get my radio desk at least back to the point where I can, you know, hook up the antennas and the power and have a conversation. So it's been a pretty crazy winter. Looking forward to more radio time this spring and summer. So Eric sounds awesome about the vertical. Definitely looking forward to hearing some tales of long DX. I'll save my first computer parts for the second round. So, Kevin, back to you. KBATAR from KDAYUK.
Yeah, very good there, Garrett. I chuckled at myself. I opened up my little notepad here and saw notes from our areas meeting that I had forgotten about or forgot to do. So, I just added some stuff to my list. Or re-added stuff to my list, I'll put it that way. All right, Dick, go ahead. Stand by Larry, KC8VHA, KB8TAR.
Yes, hi, everybody. Spent part of my day, my wife and I went down and it was a pier here and had our hearing tested. And they said we both need hearing aids. so anyway, she's got hers on order and I got to check, see if I can get done by the VA or something. Other than that, just everything's fine here. Back to you, Kevin. KC8VHA.
Well, you probably enjoy having those, Dick. Maybe you don't realize what you're not hearing. And my mom, I don't know how many years ago now, had one of those implants put in. She couldn't hear hardly anything anymore. So, fine business there, and you guys getting those. I'm sure you'll sure you'll enjoy them, I guess, for lack of a better word. And let's see, Larry, go ahead, and then we'll take another standby. N8LJN, KBATAR.
Well, good evening, Kevin, and everyone on the net. Greetings to all. Kevin, I really want to thank you for the ARIES meeting last week. I learned a lot about how my radio is not working, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity to activate, and I'm still trying to figure out what cable I really need, and there's conflicting information from SignalLink, so maybe that was my problem to begin with. Hey, Eric, I heard the Butternut is an outstanding antenna. I'm sure you've probably heard of Dave Kessler, who has the Ask Dave, not only YouTube channel, but also he's a QSC column. He has had Butternut and really likes it, so good on you for that. And I'd really like to talk about hearing aids, but I didn't hear a thing that he said, so, you know, I don't even know who was calling. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I need those hearing aids. Nick, I think you'll see that it really opens up a world that you may have lost for some time. I got tired of saying to my students, huh? And I was constantly doing that in the classroom, and these help greatly. They're not a really high-quality one, but they have just enough amplification to give me what I need. So, yeah, I agree with Kevin. I think you'll greatly appreciate those. Well, that's about it for me on the first round. N8LJN, back to net.
Very, very good there, Larry. I guess I didn't realize you wore those. I wasn't paying attention or something. But speaking of ARIES, yeah, I'm going to be, as I put on the calendar and told you guys, I'll be on the air tomorrow night at 8 if anybody's ready to test. And one of the things I need to do is to take a look and see if we can get a settings file standardized like we have with some of our FL-Digi settings. So I got to look into that. All right, we are at the bottom of our short list here for the first go around, so we're looking for new check-ins. So any new stations wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
KEA-ZTS, Terry and Hadley.
NACLC, Vicki and Lapeer Hadley.
Good evening, Terry and Vicki. We got you on the list. So, Terry, go right ahead. Stand by, Vicki. KE8ZTX, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is KE8ZTX. Well, good evening. Yeah, we tried to get on the first round, and somehow nobody heard us, so we switched radios, and we weren't opening the repeater. So we switched and obviously opened it this time around. But good evening to everybody, and hope everybody's doing well. And as far as today went, mostly it was a do chores day, take the dog to the park for a hike, which she thoroughly enjoyed. She keeps telling me I need to exercise more, so keeps looking at me saying, let's go do it. So we did it today, and then working on a new antenna dipole for Parks on the Air for our truck. So hopefully in the next few days we'll get that together, and we'll let you all know how it works out. And that's about it for right now. So, so back to that, the wife gives me chivies on the side here.
Well, yeah, all right, Terry. Next go around, let me let the group know what kind of antenna you're putting together. I'd be interested to hear what you're working on there for POTA. I think you said POTA activations. All right, Vicki, go ahead, and then we'll take one more standby before we go up to the top again. N8VLT, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is an ACLC. Good evening, everybody. I just want to announce that we did our first POTA activation, and it was a gas. Had a great time, and it was a shorty. And basically, we were just doing a quick, you know, figure out what we need to take, what we don't need to take, how long it takes to set up, tear down, the whole bit. Just so I want to be able to pack light and still get the job done. And had a great time. And it was cold, so I had to do it out in the truck. There was no way I was sitting outside and chilling. The wind was screaming and our antenna was bending over, but still made a lot of good contacts far away. So that's what I did this past week, ham radio wise. And today I cleaned house. I mean, it's all boring stuff. So I will send it back to you. And oh, just so as you know, the chin music that I was giving my husband, everybody's talking about hearing aids. He goes in for his test at the end of the month, and I can't wait. ABOC, back to you, Kevin.
Yeah, my wife says I can't hear very well either, there, Vicki. So. it's funny you should mention that about POTA. I was just, must have been yesterday, looking at the state website for all the campgrounds and wondering if, and I was looking at the campgrounds in the UP, wondering if they all have POTA numbers. I was just thinking about that yesterday, so I guess I'll have to look into that a little bit more here before it warms up, because that would be fun if we head up there this summer somewhere. All right, we're at the bottom of the list again. Any new check-ins for the net this evening, please phone net control now. All right, nothing heard. So let's go back up to the top, and Eric was signed. So Garrett, go ahead and stand by Dick, KDAYUK, KBATAR.
KBATAR on the net, this is KDAYUK. Well, I guess this evening's conversation topic is hearing aids, and I think my wife would probably agree that I need them as well. I've been resisting. On the other hand, I'm told, I won't say by whom, that one of the benefits of having hearing aids is that your hearing really can become selective, because if someone's just yammering on, you can just turn them down and enjoy the silence. So maybe there's a hidden benefit to it. You never know. Anyway, Dick, I heard you mentioned the VA. I talked to a coworker of mine. And I think that there are probably some VA benefits there for that. So I hope you have all the best success in getting that kind of a support. And I didn't know or forgotten that you had served. I'd love to hear more about that at some point. Anyway, good evening and back to you. This is KDAYUK.
Thank you for the comments there, Garrett. I completely went, pardon the pun, in one ear and out the other here tonight. For me, but thank you for the reminder there. All right, Dick, go ahead. Stand by Larry, KCADHA, KBATAR.
Now, they were talking about not being able to tell somebody had them. The hearing aids that I saw there today were so small that most of the hearing aid goes behind your ear. And I've seen people with some behind their ear before, but they're huge. Well, these are little bitty things. And so anyway, it hopefully it'll help out. I know with the VA, I did get some benefit here recently. A friend of mine started working for some company that has to do with insurance, I guess. Anyway. And she knew I had been in the service, and so she checked in to find out what I could save by having been in the service. I didn't think you'd probably save anything, because I was in the reserves and only had 6 months active duty. But anyway, ended up, I think, saving me $120 a month. So I'm going to check, according to the guy at the hearing aid place, if I can qualify for the VA stuff I get the hearing aids for free. So back to you, Kevin. KCAVHA.
I hope that works out there for you, Dick. I know those things are ridiculous expensive, at least some of the prices I have seen. So hopefully that works out. All right, Larry, go ahead and stand by Terry. NADLJN, KBATAR.
To the punch with the selective hearing joke, and boy, just keep the jokes coming, folks. That's great. Mine are not particularly small, and I don't try to hide them. Kevin, I was wearing them last Wednesday night. So what I have found is that it's really good in a room where we have a lot of noise, like we did last Wednesday. Without them, I really probably couldn't hear Garrett sit next to me very well. So I found them to be particularly good in loud places. They're a great help. And for distance, my students are just too darn quiet. I won't be able to make the test tomorrow. It's not that I got a conflict, it's just that I don't have the equipment. Hey, another good thing that happened this Friday night is I received and passed my first National Traffic System radiogram for many weeks. I've been inactive, been kind of busy, and what I had was the most wonderful experience. I was sending a message to a woman in Hart, Michigan. And I usually try to give a call if I have a number, and then usually what happens is no one answers, and I just put it in the mail. But this woman answered, and her husband was there. They're both 88 years old. They not only have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they have great-great-grandchildren, and yes, they know they need to get their license renewed, which was the subject of the message from an operator in Massachusetts. So great fun with that. I really enjoyed doing it, and it's just wonderful to have that connection when you get somebody that answers. Vicki and Terry, good on you for the POTA. Man, I just want to keep this going and encourage you guys to keep doing that. I would love to do that, but it's just not in the cards for me at the moment. And I'd like to know when you're activating, so put something up there on Slack so we can maybe make a call to you. Well, this is NADLJN. Good evening, everyone, and 7-3. Back to Nest.
Yeah, great suggestion there, Larry. Get the word out to the club. All right, Terry, go right ahead. Stand by, Vicki. KE8ZTX, KBATAR.
KBATAR, KE8ZTX. Yeah, well, we went out, this was last Friday, and we decided to set up over at the state park here, not too far from us. And I have a Telegance MP750 portable antenna, vertical, and multi-band, and it worked like a charm. And we got our farthest contact was probably Utah or Wyoming, and then the closest is probably Indiana or Wisconsin, I think. But it didn't take long at all to get the 10 contacts to activate. And like Vicki said, it was cold, pardon me, it was cold and windy. And once we got enough for the activation, we packed it in and came home. But as far as the antenna that I want to put together, it's a dipole, a hamstick dipole on a 20-foot collapsible flagpole that mounts to my trailer hitch on my truck, and I'm just dying to get the rest of the pieces for it put together and see what we could do with that and what kind of distance we can get out of it, because it's nice, we can rotate it, so we can go north, south, east, west, wherever we want, and I'm curious to see what we can do with it. And yeah, there are the parks in the UP are definitely part of the POTA system, so you can have a lot of fun with those, and we intend to do that as much as we can this summer. So that's about it for me for now. So KBATAR, this is K.
All right, very good, Terry, on the hitch mount. I
I really like that solution. I was going over my head. I think I've scratch built three different mounts that go in hitch receivers over time. They're out on my garage shelves, but that's a good solution. It's nice and robust and easy to set up. So you'll like that type of mount. No driving stakes or guy lines or none of that nonsense. All right, very good. Vicki, go ahead, and then we'll take another standby. NAVLC, KBATAR.
KBATAR, this is NAVLC. Yeah, great fun with that that antenna, and I can't wait for him to get this thing. Got the flagpole from Harbor Freight, and just got the hitch mount today, and it fits in there like it was made for it. So I'm real anxious for that. But another thing that I've been doing lately that I've never done before is watch YouTube videos about ham radio stuff. And I'm here to tell you, it is completely overwhelming and so much information, and there's so many things now that I want to try. There was a guy on there, and I can't remember his name. Do you remember his call sign? And I'm sure everybody on the net here has seen him, but he made the cutest little 10-meter dipole, and then he got on his FT-891, which is what I have, and he was down at, 5, wasn't he? Yeah, 5 watts. And he got Chile, he got Alaska. It was unbelievable. And he had a video on how to make this little 10-meter dipole antenna, just a wire thing, an inverted V. And I think even I could do it. So Terry's going to make sure, he says he's got all the parts for it, and I'm going to do my first solder job here shortly. So I'm kind of excited about that. But YouTube is my crack. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm addicted. So this is NAVLC, and I'll send it back to you, Kevin.
And there is no cure. Vicki, 10 meters when it's open, when the solar conditions are right, 10 meters can be a very impressive band. Back in the 90s, I don't know what solar cycle that was when it was at its peak. I was working all over the place. It was almost like a landline. It was so robust. So it's a very impressive band when the conditions are right. Excuse me. All right, we are at the bottom of our list, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join, please call now.
This is KE8ZHL checking in. Gary from Richfield Township, Genesee County.
All right, good evening, Gary. You're the only one I heard, so go right ahead with your transmission. KE8ZHL, KBATAR.
Yeah, I was talking to another ham operator on my phone. He's like, get off the phone, get on the net. So here I am.
All righty, well, glad you made it. And every Tuesday, we hold the net. Except the second Tuesday of the month, which is the club meeting, so don't be a stranger. Almost every Tuesday we're here. All right, well, you're the only news station I heard, Gary, so are there any rechecks or other business for the net? Please call now.
KYUK recheck.
Go right ahead, Garrett.
Thanks, Kevin. I am so excited that Vicki has discovered the crack that is YouTube, and most importantly, that she's going to make her first solder joint, so that's super exciting, and Gary, really great to hear you on the net. That's all I got. Thanks for the recheck. Kitty Way K, back to net.
Alrighty, Garrett. Yeah, I do my fair share of watching on there as well, I have to admit. All right, well, we're at the bottom of our list, and thank you, everyone, very much for joining the net this evening. Nice net. And we'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is KB8TAR73.
KEHGHL 73, clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 33 degrees. VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF.
KFA AYL monitoring. KFAAYL, KFAAIW.
AIW, how you doing this evening? I'm, my name's Ken here, I'm in Birch Run, and I'm just, enjoying a cigar. How about you?
Yeah, my name's Brian, and, I'm up here kind of by, Concolin, and, I'm just out chilling, and, kind of messing around on the computer. I'm looking to convert a computer power supply to run my, I've got a little mobile unit that I want to put out in my shop, and I'm going to convert the power supply, hopefully, to run that.
Sounds nice. Yeah, that's quite the ambition. Always something to do, that's for sure. Yeah, I wish I can get a better antenna out here where I'm at. But I'm in the dead woods. I'm very heavy woods with a 80-foot canopy. Unless I can get an antenna out, I can't do much better than I'm doing, but I try sometimes, but who knows what happens.
Yeah, you're hitting me pretty good over here. You're very clear, and there's no static or anything, so whatever you're doing well. I got so many projects going. I'm retired, and I don't know, where I ever found the time to do anything. I was thinking, wow, man, I got all these projects going, and I like it. It's keeping me busy, keeping me out of the lazy boy. I'm also went to the old farm engines, the old flywheel ones, and I enjoy that as well. I'm fairly mechanically inclined, so it helps. But the electronics part here is kind of, it's not my forte, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I'm getting up there too. I want to retire pretty soon. My dad retired many years ago, and he's like, I don't know where I found time to work. That was always his thing. After he retired, I don't know where I found time to work. I have so much. I got so many things I want to do. How did I even work? I don't get it. Yeah, I'm with you. I build trucks. I've built my own truck. I maintain my tractors. Got a 73 Blazer I built from the ground up. Built the motor, built the axles, built everything about it. Great truck. I love it. It's a hobby. I'd like to do some more of them. I got some other cars that I'd like to rebuild that I've bought over the years, and they're projects, but I'll get to them when I retire, maybe.
Well, I hear you there. I've got, out in my shop, I've got a 71 Chevelle that I had when I was in high school, and it's sitting out there, and just before I graduated, I hung all new sheet metal on it and stuff. So it's a pretty solid car now. Been sitting for years, I'm actually, maybe one of these days if I can get my shop cleaned out and get it out in the middle where I can work on it, maybe I'll do something. I was torn between doing the LS swap on it and then or else going big block. And I think I'm going for the big block. I used to drag race, and my drag cars were always big block cars, so I'm kind of partial to them. Let's take a break. But yeah, I get that big block in there and get her going. It was a Malibu, and it's gonna be it'll be an SS clone when I'm done. Right, like I say, just right about the time I graduated and stuff, I had enough money saved up where I bought a brand new cowl induction hood with the flap and everything, and it's still in the factory primer. I mean, it's a solid piece. And then I, through the years, picked up, odds and ends. I've got the air belt or the air cleaner for it, you know, with the seal and stuff on it. I picked that up. I picked up the console with the shifter in it, the automatic shifter, and I've got bucket seats in it. So I got some stuff. I just got to get it going together, but I just can't find the time.
Oh, the time is there, my friend. Yeah, between the LS swap and the old school old big block. No, you did the right thing. Go for it. Yeah. No LS swap. Yeah, that's what the people on the YouTube do. But it's not right. It's not right. You gotta keep it straight.
Yeah, I've got an engine that I was putting it together for my drag car. It's 100 over 454. It's 476 cubic inch, I believe it is. And it'll be a pretty good motor, but I don't know. I keep wanting to put it back in my drag car, but my wife don't want me to get into drag racing anymore. The chassis, it was a tube chassis car, and the chassis was built in the mid-60s by Logie Stamping Company down in Detroit. And the car's pretty old, and I talked to one guy from Logie. In fact, his name was John Logie. And, you know, they used to build dragsters for Top Dealers and stuff like that. My car is what they call an altered. It's a little Model T body tube chassis car. It's pretty short. It's only got like a 93-inch wheelbase. But I was going to put that 476 in that. But John Logie told me, he says, put it together and show it. He says, don't run it. He says, we didn't do anything to pickle the inside of it. So some of those things rusted from the inside out. So, yeah, I got to kind of take heed of his warning. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with that.
Wow. Well, that's quite the story. Yeah, I hear you on that. The wife don't want me to get back into drag racing, yeah. I hear you. Can't help you on that front, my friend.
Yeah, last summer I turned 66, so I can see things not working so well. Like I get real stiff if I sit around, or sometimes it's just hearing's going, and so things are starting to go. But I'd still love to get in the car and drive it at least a couple more times. Especially they're talking about opening up the Tri-City Dragway, and that would be amazing. But, I don't know. Getting old kind of sucks.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I'm trying to build a barn up north, and it's going. But, yeah, the old body talks. I'm 54 myself, and Yeah, yes. Some people are, oh, you're super young yet. It's like, yeah, no, the body's still talking to me. I'm not as young as I used to be. I totally hear you on that one.
Well, this gets to be that ibuprofen is my friend. But I hear you. I remember back at that point. I retired when I turned 59 and a half. I used to work on gas turbines and generators, and I was climbing up the ladder to go up and do an inspection on the air intake of the one gas turbine, and I got about 8 rungs from the top, and I couldn't go no more. My knees wouldn't go. I had to literally pull myself up with my arms. So I got up there, you know, got rested up. I did my inspection, and I come down, and I started thinking, you know, retiring at 59 and a half isn't such a bad deal. So I did that, and then I was glad I did. And then also I took my Social Security at 62, and I'm glad I did that because, you know, they talk about, you know, waiting to get more money, but, hey, you know, you never know how long you're going to go, you know, and you might not be able to collect much of that money if you wait too long, you know, too long. So, anyway, that's where I was at.
Yeah, I hear you. That's an inspiration, yeah. Yes, I want to retire. It's been a long road. It's been a long road for me, and what I've been doing. And I totally hear you. Yeah, 59 and a half, that's awesome. I love it. I want to hear more of it.
Well, I got a phone call coming in here, so I want to let you go. This is KF8AIW, 73s. I'm going to be clear on your file.
Yeah, good chatting with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening here, and take your phone call. KF8AYL.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 30 degrees.